You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening. Breathing out maybe a little long, two or three times if you wish. Yeah. Breathing out a little long, two or three times if you like. Maybe letting the breath settle down into the hips. Almost the way a fog settles down into the valleys. Relaxing the seat. With the out-breath, maybe an old idea can also fall out. An idea about what you are, what life is, what you should be, what they should be, etc. The sense that the old ideas can fall apart, a little bit like waves on the beach, on the sand, just washing away whatever impressions, footprints, castles. Maybe feeling the feet for a while. The heels, the back of the foot. Maybe even the foot breathing. Foot living. The foot listening. The living foot and the wide world. Sounds and body and ground and air. Breath. Thoughts, just another movement that's happening, like another kind of bird that's zooming around. It doesn't necessarily mean anything more about your life than the birds. Life movements of thought. way up there. And maybe a feeling of the whole body. Breathing on the ground, in the air. The eyes at rest. The back alive. Room for the heart. Including the feelings that may come in the heart of wishing to be contained closely. Wishing to nestle. Like a kitten in a blanket, a cat, a bird in a nest, and also room for all the powerful movements and moments of heart. Whatever it is, it's human movement. However hard, however good, it's not special. It doesn't take you apart, make you separate. However hard, however good, whatever in the mind, heart, or body, it doesn't make you separate or alone. Better or worse. It's part of what brings us or shows that us that we are together in the middle of this sea of human experience that we did not create. Here we are in the sea of human experience that we did not create. Emotion, we did not create. Body, we did not create. Thinking, we did not create. Energy, we did not create. Aliveness, we did not create. Awareness, we did not create. We don't have to. It is. The lower belly, and maybe the breath in the lower belly, maybe not, whatever works for you. possibility of just a space that allows experience to be felt. So not just only what is the experience, but a space in which experience is felt. Perhaps. Experience happens, the feeling of it happens. We can relax a bit more. Be less alert. Less sure that we know what would be the good, right experience or the bad, wrong one. And more leaving room for the experience to be felt as it is. Every instant of experience, a doorway into the deeper nature, deeper freedom, deep home, deep welcome. Every experience, potentially falls in, helps us fall into home, into freedom. Into more honesty. Into welcome. Perhaps feeling the body and the space around the body, or allowing the body experience to be as it is, that my memory of body can drop away. And a sense that maybe our experience doesn't end or begin with the skin. And maybe it's hard to find where we end and begin. So feeling or imagining perhaps a space, a vastness, here, now, in which the mystery of body sensations are playing out. Arising, flickering like a candle by itself. So much room. Simple. All the movements of thinking and emotion, body, energy, feeling, aliveness. These movements of aliveness in different shapes or tastes. allowed, the movement's allowed to have more space. Including the movement of life that we call alarm system yesterday. More room, perhaps. As if we could look down from the top of the room and see and feel that person that is myself, that body that I did not create, that mind. And what we would wish for that lifetime. What we do wish for that lifetime that we don't own and didn't create. Do not create. The genuineness of that person, myself. The complications, but also the sincerity, the genuine, that real inbuilt wish. To be free, to know reality, to be moved by love, or whatever way you would say it. The possibility that our attention has been so fixed on the small details of me and my life, alarmed by the mystery and vastness, the bigness of it all, that we focused on the small and hadn't noticed how big. And what if the reality of a human being is as big as a mountain, the body, some part of it, in there. So feeling or imagining, if you wish, a sense of vast space and these life movements happening within the space not bothered by all that. The life movements allowed and possible vastness as a context. And connection with lower belly or where you connect. A little warm candle in the vastness of space. Small and big. Beautiful. The little warm candle of the lower belly in the night sky. and staying here if you wish, or feeling or remembering. What is the calling of this lifetime? The quality that the being longs for, that you know is of importance in life, more than anything else. Vast space, the warm candle in the belly, and allowing the sensing of what's important to arrive. Not what I think I should value. Not what my ideology highlights. But what at the end of my life would be obvious. What the cells respond yes to. Your deepest secret, deeper than the shameful ones. Where shame doesn't quite reach. Even though I'm imperfect, something that honors the sacredness of life, or that would love to feel belonging, feel met, held, breezy. Powerful without aggression. Or off duty, not needing to perform. So exploring, for now, what is part of that that has importance in life, in precious life, sacredness. More important than water. Why I want what I want. Getting to know the feeling of that in the cells, the texture. And with any help from the mind, an image or a word or a memory. And with a sensual texture. Filling. Breathing in and allowing the texture of that, or its brightness, sparkle, silk, butter, honey. Breeze. Cream. Fire. Ground. The in-breath connecting with the sensual experience of it, of that memory when you felt at peace or triumphant or ah. Could be a big moment, could be a small moment. Or could be without the memory, just a sensing. The in-breath connecting, letting it be vivid, clear, easier to feel, a little possible to connect. And maybe with the out-breath, pouring or flooding through all the cells, or filling up, getting into that bathtub. Being that flower that releases its fragrance and is filled with its own fragrance. Fragrance is smell, so the smell of the flower. Filling also the flower. Not trying too hard. Letting it be vivid. Letting it be real. Honest. The deep honesty that even though you're a mess, something, you love the silkiness of peace, or there is a brightness at your core, at your center. We usually think honesty means saying, yeah, I'm a mess. Yeah, I'm a mess, and there's still something, even though life is a mess. Something untouched by that. Unbothered. And we could even have the sense of, on the in-breath, connecting to the texture of what our being loves, or the calling of this lifetime, the way that there's a deep honesty, a response to what's deeply true. The amoeba, yes. Filling with that texture on the in-breath, flowing through the space of the body and maybe through the skin, into the space around the body with the out-breath. Feeling the ground relaxing, not trying too hard, but not giving up. Starting again, okay, the memory when I felt a little bit relaxed, how that relaxed. Relaxation felt in the body, the ah. How the amoeba liked that ah. In breath, connecting to ah, letting it fill, and the out breath, flowing that through all the cells, the corners of the heart and being, and perhaps through the skin in all directions. A little bit of a big exhale. Big out breath. Your best guess. Good enough. Contact with the ground when trying too hard starts to happen. Or feeling the space, there's enough space for everything. The candle. The night sky. Maybe it's already good, and what we're doing is not to make it better. already good in a way that doesn't save us from difficulty, but still is good, rich and free. Resting into the contact with ground, the space, the candle. And if you wish, you can stay with any part of the meditation so far, or calling to mind a moment of difficulty, minor difficulty, small, not the big one, not any of the big ones, a small difficulty that you can feel pretty easily. You felt nervous, insecure, arrogant, ashamed, afraid, bitter, angry. Uncertain, confused, all of these human difficulties, or you felt even pain in the body, or you felt an earthquake inside. Or you felt lonely, lost, whatever. We've all felt it. So just gently starting to feel if there's some traces in the body with that difficulty. Maybe remembering a situation. That situation that, where you felt frustrated or afraid, embarrassed, whatever, stressed. And the taste of it, the taste of that experience. If it starts to take over, then coming back to the calling, what you love, the night sky and the candle, the ground, for a while, and then coming back, maybe. How was that insecurity? Where was that in the middle of me, and the heart, and the tailbone? And there was a not feeling the feet, not having a back, and having eyes that were sticking out the front, or trying to hide in the back of the head, or whatever you feel. The taste, the texture. And feeling the resistance to it. That kind of dance of touching, feeling, and then, getting away. Not wanting it. The kind of feeling it and not wanting it. And kind of feeling how that's the package that goes together. The not wanting is part of the difficulty. And just starting to feel if it feels rough, smooth, fast, stuck, lifting up or down, out or in, cold, hot, sharp, hard, soft, gone, heavy. The human experience that we do not create, but we feel. We do not play around with materials and come up with the emotion. the human energy of and how it feels in your body. And how there's a fight against it. And what is it like to just possibly welcome the whole package as it is, not having to have an answer, not having to fix it? That experience that's I feel, but it's not mine. It's humanity's. The different flavors of alarm. It's humanity's. And if we play with welcoming that package of the energy of anger or fear or embarrassment or whatever, and the not wanting it, trying to protect myself from it, trying to get it out, get away. The feeling, its texture, and the resistance, both. If we just allow that to be happening, it is happening. It does happen. And what if on the in-breath we even have a feeling of breathing that texture in? Welcome. Okay. You, insecurity, and you, resistance to insecurity. I have no answer. I have no idea what to do with you. Welcome. And with the out-breath, connecting again to what we love, what life loves in you, what your calling is, the texture of that. Offering itself to you and through you widely. The candle, the ground, the night sky, the energy of the difficult, with the in-breath, welcome. Finally, I will not go to war with you. I have no answer. Here you are. I don't take you as an insult. Here you are. The aliveness of. Energy of the difficult. Reversing the habit. Welcome. Nothing's wrong because this is difficult. It's just difficult. And with the out-breath, which it can be helpful to use several breaths at first and call that in-breath, so there's not a hurry. With the out-breath, what else is true? There's also this deeper home. Deeper calling. Filling and overflowing with the out-breath. The texture of what we love, what the cells respond to. The deeper honesty. There is also this that's untouched, that feels like this, filling and overflowing. Breathing in, welcoming the difficulty and our resistance to it. Breathing out the deeper honesty, the deeper calling, how it feels, filling and overflowing through the skin in all directions. Almost get a feeling sometimes of the difficulty. What it calls for is just to be met without any answer. And the deeper honesty, the deeper love or calling, its nature seems to be to fill and overflow limitlessly. When the deeper calling, the texture of peace, the silkiness, breeziness, ground, or whatever you feel, when that is met, it seems to fill and overflow. Sometimes. There's enough. Sometimes. And the difficulty, when we're not in touch with it, it seems too much for ourselves to handle. And when it's met, when we include that too much for me feeling with the difficulty, as part of the difficulty, maybe there's more room. And we may start to recognize that everyone in the room at some time has felt embarrassment, heaviness, despair, loneliness, or whatever it is. And on the planet, just now, how many creatures are feeling it with you? Not only humans, perhaps. And sometimes the in-breath just wants to be that big. Let it all in. Not because I can handle it, but there's enough room for it. It's not such a big deal after all. It's too much for the me I think I was, I thought I was. The too muchness also felt, and there's more room, perhaps. Breathing in, if you wish, playing with breathing it all in. That whole worldwide, freak out feeling, texture. Here it is, ordinary, intense. And breathing out, connecting vividly with the sensual experience of what you know has most importance, what gives everything else its importance, the taste of that. Another candle, like the candle of the lower belly, a more secret candle, the North Star. Subtle gravity, filling and overflowing widely. Why not? Ground. And we can start to feel sometimes a shift in what I know of myself. The highlight is not on what's wrong and what I don't want. The difficult has its intensity and ordinariness and here we are together with it and in it. Not so much mine. What I thought I was most alone with, ashamed of, it's a party in some way. In touch with oneself as richness, as a source, a spring, my yang. That what you love is life loves in you and also outside of you. And let it flow. The richness opens out into generosity to all of life, oneself included, everything. Drinking that brightness or silkiness or whatever, butter. Not. Sometimes in staying true to the deeper honesty and calling with the out-breath, there can be a hesitation, a not sure about really kind of standing tall here. And even if it's only in myself being seen, radiating that brightness or being a source of that delicious breeziness, that yumminess. Even though there might be a complex about wanting to be seen, not wanting to be seen, but something that holds back from letting this deepest secret flow clearly, filling and radiating. And healing that by playing with this technique can be possible. Even though there's mess, there's also this bigness, brightness. Not mine. It's my love, my friend. And also not mine. And with the in-breath, there can be a reminder to oneself. There's nowhere for this to stick. It's also not mine. Here we are in this together. Human difficulties. And what we love. Here, have some of what we love. The full extension of the gesture that would happen here, have some to oneself and to what seem to be others outside. Here, have some of what life loves, of what life is all about. Yes, here we are with this difficult, deliciousness. Nothing personal in it. friendliness together. Powerfulness here together. Intimacy with life together.